Hello, welcome to Math for Knitters. I'm Laura, and I'm a little bit of a mea culpa this week, although I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. The system from 2 weeks ago of converting gauge will work if you are converting to a new gauge and aiming for the same size as the pattern was written for. I'm sorry, you're going to hear a little background noise. A friend of mine is drilling in my basement, giving me shelves, so I can't really complain, but I hope it isn't too annoying to you. So that will work, but what if you are converting gauge and going for a larger size? As I have said before, it's quite simple to convert to a different gauge by, say, knitting the smaller size in a larger yarn, which gives you a larger size. Well, what that does, if you follow the original instructions for the sweater or the hat or whatever exactly, you'll get what amounts to an enlarged copy of the original. It's as if you went to a copy machine and printed the pattern again at 150%, for example. This may be exactly what you want. But unless the person you're knitting for has a 46-inch chest and 22-inch sleeves, for example, you might run into some problems. As you're sizing up patterns especially, the proportions for sleeves to chest might become a little ungainly. That is to say, your sleeves may be far, far, far too long. And there are lots of ways of dealing with this, but my favorite way, and the way that I'm doing it for a pattern I'm working on right now, is turn to your copy of Elizabeth Zimmerman's Knitting Workshop. There's a whole chapter called Seven Seamless Shoulder Shapings, and if you do not own this book, do try to get it, and if you cannot afford it, go to your local library. If your local library does not have it, I suggest you put in an interlibrary loan request if you are in the United States. Most libraries do them for free, and you can keep the book for whatever your normal amount of time is. And at the same time, you should put in a buy request to your librarian, hoping that your library will procure said book for you. So, what I did was I turned to my copy of Knitting Workshop, and I looked at the original pattern to see what the proportion of the cuff to the shoulder was. And so I got out my calculator and I looked at the original pattern and I looked at the proportions between the total width around the body, which would be the K number in the EPS system, or the EP system, I guess, and that proportion to the depth of the sleeve before the cap shaping, and the cuff width, which I found to be quite shocking, 25% at the cuff and 50% at the shoulder. Now, this is a man's cardigan, and I think it's just a matter of ease that you want to be able to flail around a bit, and so it's 50%. I actually fudged and designed instead for 45% because I thought 50 was too much. We'll see how it works. I've knit one sleeve, and I'm 3/4 of the way through the second sleeve. And then when I'm done with that, I've knit the body to the underarms. I'm going to join everything together on one long circular needle, and then I'm going to proceed with the shaping, which in this case I'm going to do a seamless set-in sleeve. If you want to see what that looks like when I do it, you can see it in my blue sweater. In the episode, I talked about waist shaping, which I think was episode 4. So that's what I would do. That's what I am doing. I realized that I could always go with the same number of stitches and the same width as the smaller size for the sweater, and then alter the lengths to fit a shorter sleeve. But I made the first one wrong. I made it the other way, and then I just got all screwed up, and I decided, you know what? I'm just gonna lift design features from the original sweater and kind of stamp them on this shoulder shaping. and we'll see how it works. I will let you know. So, also, for the rest of August, I've looked at my calendar, and I'm going to take a break from the show probably until September. And it isn't even because I'm going on vacation. It is because I'm taking a break to work on my thesis, and I want as few distractions as possible. I'm taking a whole week off of work to do this, and I want to use every inch of time I can get toward finishing the silly thing so that I can present it in October and finally have a graduate degree. Also, I'd like to thank Jill, who left a comment on my last posting with a very cool mathematical knitting link, and it's extremely thorough. I haven't had a chance to look at everything on this page. Basically, it's a giant compilation of different knitting or crafting patterns to do with math or geometry. It's very interesting stuff. Also, I was looking through older comments, and Melissa Worley, I think is how you pronounce it, has a sweater in Magnets, August of 2005, and she would like to offer that sweater for deconstruction. Now, what I'd like to do with this is, if one of you out there looks at this sweater and says, oh, this sweater would be perfect for me to make if only I knew X, please, please, please leave a comment on the blog telling me what X is. Let me know what you want me to tell you how to do to this sweater. And everyone, please thank Melissa. I'll have a link to that sweater pattern in the notes, and I'll have the cool link that Jill left in the comments so that it will be easier for you to get. So that's the show, and I will see you again in September. I'm very sorry, I'll miss you guys, I'm sure, but it just has to be done. Nose to the grindstone. Well, in the meantime, happy knitting.